In the name of Jesus, our resurrected Lord and Savior, amen. I am really, really, really happy that God is not like me. Now, some of you who know me are probably equally glad as well. There was something about the story, though, read from Acts today that got me thinking about this. As you know, likely, the Apostle St. Peter was having all these spiritual struggles, focusing on the relationship of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Jews and to the Gentiles and how all that worked out. And it was quite a struggle for him. It took a vision from God three times, a sheet with animals, reptiles, birds, animals, and a voice from the heavens saying that it was all right to eat them. Cooked, I hope. And still, Peter was perplexed. It took a visit to the Gentile Cornelius, who himself had a vision from God, to finally bring Peter to the place of transformation. And it is here that our reading begins, the leading line from Peter's sermon, "I see very clearly that God does not show partiality." Other translations use the English word favoritism, as if to underline this dynamic shift, God only favors the Israelites, to God doesn't favor anyone through his son Jesus Christ. During his sermon, before he was even finished, the Holy Spirit fell on those who heard the message. Peter gave orders that people were to be baptized, including the Gentiles, and everybody was. Later, when Peter was confronted in Jerusalem about his behavior, his response was a simple, "Well, who was I to argue with the Holy Spirit and with God?" And so his people in Jerusalem responded, "God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of turning from sin and eternal life." And that is the point. I see very clearly, says Peter, that God does not show partiality. This is a stunning reversal of St. Peter's previous spiritual thinking. And believe it or not, that is how I made it to the opening point of this homily. I am really, really, really happy that God's not like me. That God, in fact, does not show favoritism or partiality, because I do, more than I like to admit sometimes. Do you? When I think God is partial to Western European originating folks like myself, when I think God's favorites are Americans, God-fearing as we are or were, when I think God is partial to liberal Democrats, when I think God's favorites are people like me, when I think God is partial to church workers more than lay people, when I think God's favorites are fully functioning, emotionally stable, spiritually strong, wonderful human beings, when I believe with my behavior that God prefers full-bodied, fully able, non-disabled people, when I show with my attitude that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Lutherans are the chosen race, when I show partiality or favoritism based on gender, attitude, style, money, power, prestige, intelligence, braggadocio, charism, or personal pizzazz, I am really, really happy when I do that, that God is not like me. You and I are invited by this text to explore our own hearts and minds and souls, and to understand and repent of all kinds and stripes and types of partiality and favoritism. We are invited by this text, by St. Peter's spiritual pilgrimage under the tutelage of God's Holy Spirit, to examine and identify all ways, subtly and overtly, that we use our position of power, our style, our resources to reinforce partiality and favoritism, and to flee to the cross of Christ, faculty, students, staff, spouses, children, guests, visitors, we are all invited to such self-examination. At such a time, I am ecstatic that God is not like me, for he does not show partiality, but he reaches out to me, a Gentile, mostly, without favoritism, just as I am, without one plea, except that the blood of Christ was shed for me. But at the same time, I am grateful that Christ was like me, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those like me who are under the law. I'm grateful that Christ lived, died, and rose again, incarnate God, whose life, death, and resurrection showed no partiality to anyone. And therefore, I am among those, mostly Gentile as I am, who have the privilege of turning from sin and receiving eternal life. I am grateful, and so may you be. So I have courage this day to invite you to join me as we follow the blessed example of St. Peter in self-examination and repentance related to our own partiality and favoritism in heart and mind and soul. Every time you or I am infected with partiality, which is often, for we are but human beings, flawed, struggling, and imperfect, every time you see or I see in ourselves the sense of playing favorites, even with the attitude that God is more pleased with one Christian than another, every time we choose one type of person over another and even proclaim them to be more beloved by God, by our actions, even if we don't say so, every time our hubris gets in the way of our relationship to others in Christ, come to the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross, I can proclaim to you the gospel reality that God sees all of us who have received the Holy Spirit without favoritism or partiality, that he sees all of us through the lens of the life and the resurrection of God's Son, Jesus. And therefore, God shows no partiality or favoritism with you or with me. Rather, God's love in Christ embraces us totally and without prejudice, and therefore we are God's own children. Amen.